Democrats had very much hoped to use revenue projections $3 billion above those of the governor, but they're reluctantly accepting Brown's estimates, meaning their own spending priorities will be funded at lower levels than they had hoped. Here's Senate Budget Chair Mark Leno.
As all budgets are acts of compromise, this budget would be no exception. Many of the things that each of our houses have agreed to and been fighting for, many will be in the final agreement, maybe a few not.
Targeted investments include mental health, dental care, child poverty welfare grants, and the court system. The deal also includes a modified version of the governor's proposed overhaul of the state's school funding formula. Districts with large numbers of English language learners and low-income students would get more money than they do now. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.